Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season is here, and if you're anything like us, you're waiting to the last minute to get everything done. I ran into CPA Fred Carindian from Krauss Whiting. Fred was attending an event that I was hosting, and he took the microphone out of my hand and he started doing his own auctioneer. He was telling people that everything was closing in 10 minutes when there was still an hour left of the silent auction.
Well, there was no one bidding. I had to do that.
Fred, you were getting ready for the after party. He's like, here we go.
All right, Fred, when tax season is here, everybody gets nervous, especially me, because I'm one of those people that always has to pay every single year without fail. So what are some tips that people should know as they're getting their taxes prepared?
Well, one thing is, depending on what level you're at, obviously, if you're just a W-2 employee and you only have a W-2 and it's a fairly simple process. You do your federal return, you do your state return. Some tax savings for someone at that level would really be if you have like a 401k, especially if you have a company match.
So I have a question about that, Fred. What if your company has a very poor 401k match program? Where is it still worth it for you to take your money and put it in there even if you're not getting the return from your company?
So if they don't give you any sort of match, you know, you still have your money invested, and obviously it's tax deferred. So you're getting the tax deduction. You want to do it no matter what.
Okay.
So let's say, Fred, that you're kind of next level, right? You know, if you've got a small business or a side gig or something like that.
Most importantly is keeping your records straight. The deductions, if you're using your car for a business expense or any other types of expenses, you want to keep records of that and give that to your accountant or if you're doing it yourself.
All right, Fred, I have some questions I have for you about, can I write this off?
And perfect.
You're just going to tell me, can I do it or can I not? Okay, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's it.
Nothing? Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
Write it all off. Right.
Yeah. My dog is a diva. She's a rescue diva. And her food, she only eats the good stuff. I have to buy her the wet and the dry that she likes. And it's expensive. Can I write off all my pet care expenses for her bougie food?
Sadly enough, you couldn't write off her pet care expenses for her non-bougie food. Oh. So, no.
It's the saddest thing. I've been trying to give my dogs a job forever. And, you know, for whatever reason, the government frowns upon it.
Fred.
Yes.
My company will not pay for my gas. How about commuting expenses? Can you write it off?
Actually, no. If you're a W-2 employee, you can't deduct any expenses,
that's
sadly enough.
Really sad. How about the fact that, you know how, like, remember during COVID when everybody started working from home? Well, I take Zoom sitting at my dining room table. Can I, like, deduct my dining room table or, like, you know, the air conditioning in that room or the heat in that room?
If you were the instructor, you could do, like, your internet and stuff.
Like I said, if you are a freelancer or you're doing a gig, and you're what's called a Schedule C filer, then you can deduct various expenses.
Fred, true or false question here. The main reason for owning a business, if you're a small business owner in America, is to show a loss. True or false?
False.
Oh, come on.
Well, from a tax accountant, you want to show a loss. It's a good thing. But if you're going to have a business that's generating losses, then it's not a good thing, right?
Let's say you have to be videoed and filmed and on TV. And what about your Botox and your hair?
Absolutely. Botox, if it's going to help your business, sure, go for it.
Oh, it helps the business. It sure does.
So many ways. Yeah.
Fred Carindian, he's a CPA. Good luck during tax season. Is this your craziest time of year?
Absolutely.